This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 68 for Monday, September 19th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Monday, taking some direction from outside markets in thin and choppy activity. Canola down $5.90 in the November contract at $786.60 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures all posted losses, and that spilled into canola. Seasonal harvest pressure was also bearish, although scattered rains and the risk of frost in some areas will likely cause some delays over the next week. The Canadian dollar held relatively steady on the day, but has lost ground relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past few weeks. That remained somewhat supportive. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, wheat lower, and corn mixed. Adjustments to the product spreads saw soy meal move higher and soy oil lower, and beans took their direction from meal today. The November contract up 12 cents at $14.61 per bushel. The USDA announced flash export sales of 136,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, providing additional support. Weekly export inspections show just over 500,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the past week. That was up from the previous week. Corn being pulled in two directions today as any spillover strength from the gains in soybeans were countered by sharp losses in wheat. The December contract holding on to a 1 cent gain at the final bell at 678 and a quarter per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections came in at about 550,000 tons, up from the previous week. Seasonal harvest pressure is starting to be felt in the corn market, with about 10% of the crop thought to be off the field by now. Wheat futures were down across the board, taking back Friday's gains. Minneapolis down 18 cents in the December contract at 9.20 per bushel. Kansas City down 25 cents in December at 9.09 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 29 cents in December at 8.30 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections came in at 790,000 tons. That's up slightly from the previous week. Private estimates out of Russia pegged the wheat crop there at 99 million tons. That'd be well above the USDA's current forecast of 91 million for the country. Seeding of the U.S. winter wheat crop is thought to be about 25% done, although dryness in some areas will likely hurt germination. Drought concerns in Argentina will also likely cut into the production prospects there. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, September 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.